Hearing the thunk of the gas pump shutting off, he shook his head and turned to pull the nozzle from his bike. He replaced it in its holder when a streak of brown curls in his peripheral vision caught his eye. Immediately, he jerked his head to get a better look, watching a woman who'd exited the small convenience store of the gas station climb into the small sedan parked a few yards away. He couldn't get a good look at her with the rising sun glaring in his eyes. Holding his hand up to block its rays, he squinted, but the door slammed and it hit her. Had he missed her twice? Was it the diner all over again? Knowing it was highly unlikely she'd be at that gas station out of all the gas stations in Ohio at that ungodly hour in the morning didn't mean his mind didn't jump to conclusions. From the inside pocket of his coat, he pulled out the well-worn note. Unfolding it for the millionth time, he read the words he'd memorized.
"Jacob, was that you? I want it to have been you. I've missed you. I'm sorry. Sparrow."
"Sparrow, was that you? I want it to have been you. I've missed you," he murmured to her memory. Closing his eyes, he allowed another memory from that first time when two teenagers born into 1% motorcycle clubs met at a motorcycle club rally to wash over him. They spent the 3-day rallies together. While the adults got drunk and stoned, they hung out at their picnic table playing cards and keeping one another company. There wasn't much else to do at their ages. The first year, on that last night lying on the table side by side, sucking on lollipops, they listened to the headlining band play in the distance. Heavy drum beats mingled with screeching guitars carried along the light breeze on a balmy July night. With light pollution, they stared at the minimal stars twinkling in the night sky, enjoying the music.
"You should write me," Sparrow said.
"You mean like text you?" Jacob asked.
"No,"
she chuckled.
"I mean, write me."
"Email?" he tried again. She snorted.
"No."
Sitting up, she turned at the waist to look down at him.
"I mean, like pen and paper. Letters."
With his fingers interlaced behind his head, he peered at her. "You want to be pen pals?" he asked, like it was the most absurd thing he'd ever heard. She nodded as her eyes glittered with excitement. "Do people even do that anymore?" She shrugged.
"Doesn't matter?"
"Nothing else matters," he whispered. "What?" Dash asked. Whirling around, Jacob hadn't realized his club brother had gotten back, let alone that the guy had worked the pump. Jesus, he needed to get it together. Goddamn daydreams had him fucked in the head. The older biker, with a cigarette hanging off his lip, regarded him with a perplexed look. Dash finished fueling up his bike and replaced the nozzle to the pump. Taking a final inhale, he pinched the butt end of his smoke between his fingers and flicked it away. Two streams plumed out of his nose as he exhaled. "It's been 3 years. Let it go. Lollipop girls, gone." He turned to straddle his bike. "Find another Juliet, Romeo."